Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. There are few topics on which there is more disagreement in religious circles than the last days. So-called prophecy teachers like John Hagee, Hal Lindsey, Chuck Missler, Jack Van Impe, and dozens of others use the term last days to mean the last days of the last days. In other words, they teach that the term means the time immediately preceding the end of the age and the coming of our Lord. And generally speaking, they believe we are within a few years or even a few months of the end. Who can misunderstand the significance of Hal Lindsey's book, The Terminal Generation, or John Hagee's book, Beginning of the End, The Assassination of Yitzhak Rabin and the Coming Antichrist? After 2,000 years of foolish speculations about the time of the Lord's return, you would think preachers and others would not make such inexcusable blunders. Do they know these words from the Lord Jesus Christ? But of that day and hour no man knows, no, not the angels who are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Mark 13:34. Matthew adds, My Father only. Matthew 24:36. Do you know what only means? A number of years ago, I was browsing in a bookstore in Calhoun, Georgia. I was examining books in the section that had a number of books dealing with end times. A man walked by where I was standing and asked, Do you believe we are living in the last days? I replied, Yes. He walked on without giving me time to explain what I meant by the last days. What does the expression mean, and how can we know what it means? Please listen to Isaiah. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. Isaiah 2:2. In today's lesson, I shall not discuss the content of the prophecy in this verse, but I shall dwell on the term, the last days. Franz Delitzsch's biblical commentary on the prophecy of Isaiah says, The expression, the last days, which does not occur anywhere else in Isaiah, is used in an eschatological sense. It never refers to the course of history immediately following the time being, but invariably indicates the furthest point in the history of life, the point which lies on the outermost limits of the speaker's horizon. Volume 1, page 113. The word eschatological refers to the doctrine of last things. About 150 years after Isaiah wrote his prophecy, Daniel used the expression last days or latter days to describe the events of the Messianic Age, the establishment of the kingdom of heaven. But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets and makes known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Daniel 2:28. Dr. Edward Young's commentary on the book of Isaiah says the phrase clearly applies to that period of time which began to run its course with the first advent of Christ. The period which is intended by the phrase, the last days, is the age of the Christian church. Volume 1, pages 98 and 99. I'm sure you have taken note of how the author of Hebrews uses the term last days. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by His Son. Hebrews 1, 1 and 2. Hebrews cannot be speaking of the end of the Christian era. It teaches that Jesus Christ has supplanted Moses and the prophets. They spoke for God during the Mosaic covenant. Christ speaks to us in the Christian dispensation, that is, in the last days. That was also the thrust of Peter's sermon to the Jews on the day of Pentecost, Acts 2:16-21. Peter quoted the prophecy of Joel about the last days, and then said, This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. How can we misunderstand what Peter said? Thank you, and may God bless you.